Ben and Jerry, Ben and Jerry, Ben and Jerry. Ben and Jerry, Ben and Jerry, Ben and Jerry.
Ain't nobody sweet like me, chunky like me, delicious like me, tastes like me, cold like me, froze like me, good like me.
Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Yeah. Ben and Jerry's ice cream. Yeah. Jerry's ice cream.
And Ben Cohen and childhood friend Jerry Greenfield opened Ben and Jerry's homemade ice cream parlor in Burlington, Vermont in 1978. And over the years, the pair turned Ben and Jerry's into a worldwide phenomenon. It is Vermont's finest ice cream, but it did have its origins in our region, Saratoga Springs, to be exact. Ben and Jerry are bringing their new Bernie's Yearning ice cream flavor to the College of St. Rose today in conjunction with the Terrence Simeon Zydeco Experience concert at the Massery Center. They will be on campus from 5:30 to 6:30, scooping out samples of the new flavor, which they whipped up as private citizens. It is a great pleasure to welcome Ben and Jerry to the roundtable. Gentlemen, what a pleasure to have you here.
Great being here. We brought ice cream.
You did bring ice cream. I assume that when you show up anywhere, people just expect you to bring ice cream.
That's correct. If we show up anywhere and we don't bring ice cream, it's really bad.
I like to say that when Ben and I bring ice cream, we are much more warmly received.
Yes, that's probably true. Although I have to say, and it's not because of the ice cream, we have had a lot of guests over a number of years come through the studio, and the excitement. I believe there was applause when you two walked in the front office.
That was us applauding WAMC.
Okay. Well, that's very nice as well. It's just great to have you here. Thank you very much. So let me just go over a little bit what you're doing. You have this Bernie's Yearning ice cream that you're going out with. Now, this is, and explain this to me, this is not a Ben & Jerry's flavor, meaning Ben & Jerry's the company, right?
Right. This is a Ben's Best flavor, meaning Ben the human being.
Meaning you made it.
Correct.
Okay.
I made it. I made 45 pints. Brought one of these.
So we get one of the 45?
One of the 45 right here at WAMC. Wow. You could, like, auction this off and you wouldn't have to do any fundraisers anymore.
Well, that's true, although that's very anti-Bernie, isn't it?
That's correct. Yeah. And that's why we gave it out via a random drawing.
That's really nice. So how did the campaign react to, we made an ice cream for you?
I think they were flattered. Actually, Bernie got to sample it live on TV on The View.
Oh,
he was
as all good ice cream tasting should be, on The View.
Right, and he liked it a lot, and he said he wasn't just saying it because it was his flavor.
Now, I want to get back to the ice cream in a minute, but let me just talk about your story, because as I mentioned, Vermont's famous, Vermont's finest ice cream. However, Saratoga, right? This was sort of ground zero where you were, because you went to the Skidmore program, yes?
Yep.
And the idea was to open up a place in Saratoga.
Right.
And then what happened?
Well, Jerry and I actually moved to Saratoga. I wasn't living there at the time. We moved to Saratoga to look for a location and to prepare our business plan. I had a job at Ann's Coffee Park Diner to get food service experience. And we planned on opening up there. And before we could open, somebody else opened a ice cream shop. And we didn't want to compete.
They're not there anymore.
Turned tail and left town.
Ben and Jerry's still there. That other ice cream place not there anymore.
So Ben left out one of the details.
Okay.
When he was working at Ann's Coffee Park Diner to get food service experience, he got fired from his job. A small detail. And probably not the only time Ben got fired. And
then I also got fired from Mrs. London's Bake Shop. I was a baker's helper, and Michael claimed that I put too much salt in the dough.
Really?
Yeah.
Seems...
Well, there was too much salt, and then he also asked me to, you know, crack like 5 dozen eggs and separate them. And I was cracking them on the counter, and, you know, the whites, they started dripping down the side of the bowl that I was cracking them right. into, and it went into a puddle on the counter and then onto the floor, and he didn't think I was his kind of guy.
And these, and these were all problems that were rectified by the time you opened the ice cream place in
we had
Burlington.
Other, we had other problems when we opened the ice cream place in Burlington.
The idea that of the company and the company's mission and motto has always been very socially conscious. That has been a part of your business model from the very beginning. Talk a little bit about how that started and how ultimately you've been able, even with the foundation, have been able to grow that through time.
You know, we had this idea that we were regular people. We were regular people on the street.
Check.
You know, we didn't go to business school. We weren't planning on becoming business people. We just ended up opening a little homemade ice cream shop. And as the business grew, we wanted to run a business as regular people would like to see a business run. You know, most people, you know, kind of buy things from corporations despite what the corporation does and what it stands for. We felt like we would like to have a corporation that served the needs of everyday people, and we decided to try to do that.
A lot of what was talked about even at the during the debate last night between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders was about the minimum wage, and I know that when you started the company you had a policy of what you guys couldn't make, nobody could make
more than five times what lowest paid person was getting.
Yeah, so I mean, there was a cap.
That's correct. There was a salary ratio, so
yes.
There was really no cap. It was that pay themselves as much as they wanted. They just needed to bring the people up on the bottom along with them.
With them, and you obviously saw that grow as the company grew.
Yeah.
And we should note that I assume that went away when you guys went away.
That's correct.
Yeah. How hard was that decision to let it go?
To let it go? Oh, it was extremely hard. I mean, it was hard. We tried to keep the company independent. And it ended up getting sold, and we fought very hard to try to prevent it from getting sold. It was publicly held at the time, and there was nothing we could do to prevent it. So it was, you know, some of the most depressing times of my life.
So Jerry, day to day, even though there are millions of containers with your names on them throughout the world. How much
names and faces?
Names and faces, absolutely. So,
although the photo of Ben and Jerry has been
shrinking,
it's shrinking over
this
time.
This little thing.
Oh, look
down
at that! Used
now.
To
yeah,
be
used to be big on
big
the top.
Big on the top.
Yeah,
you're getting smaller than the UPC code. How'd that happen?
Yeah. Well, you know, at least we're not yet reduced to line art like Colonel Sanders.
So does that? Do you have any affiliation with the company then?
Yeah, Ben and I are both employed by the company. And,
okay.
You know, Ben and Jerry's got bought about 15 years ago.
2000 to Unilever, right?
Right. And as Ben said, it's something we didn't want to have happen. It was nothing about Unilever. We just wanted to stay independent because of the mission of the company. And we were not confident that any company that would acquire Ben and Jerry's would be committed to that mission. And so, as I said, we both work there. As Ben and I always say, we're not involved in management. We're not involved in operations. We have jobs with no responsibility and also no authority.
A lot of people are trying to get a job like that.
Now you, when you go out and do this and you go to Bernie rallies and you have a Bernie Sanders ice cream and you do all this stuff, does the company say, "Oh, this is great. We have our founders out there," or do they think, "Oh boy"?
You know, so we we're once again always careful to tell people Ben and Jerry's as a company does not support any candidates. It's nonpartisan, and Ben and I do this as individuals. And I think the company has come to terms, shall we say, that Ben and I as individual citizens are going to be involved in things that we're interested in. There's always some perception in the public that if Ben and I are doing something as individuals, the company supports it. And at the same time, there's this feeling that when the company, as Ben and Jerry's, does something, that Ben and I are engaged in it. Right. And that's not always true either.
I can tell you that the company's employees, as individuals, are overjoyed that we're out there supporting Bernie. Because Bernie is a candidate unlike any other. He's not a politician in the normal sense of the word. People who live in Vermont have experienced Bernie as a mayor, as a member of the House of Representatives, as a senator. And he's been incredibly consistent in terms of fighting for what's best for working Americans.
Your first affiliation with him came as businessman in the state of Vermont. What was your first affiliation with when you first came in contact with him?
Well, you know, when he became mayor of Burlington, that was just about when Ben and Jerry's was starting. Yeah. And we obviously found it to be a very pro-business environment, but also an environment that was very pro-regular people. You know, the thing that really stood out for me from when Bernie was mayor was that, you know, when he came in, you know, he was, of course, an underdog in the election. You know, he won by 10 votes. He won against a Democratic machine guy who was there for like six terms. And what was going to happen was that the waterfront in Burlington was becoming deindustrialized, and under the former mayor, it was going to be sold to private developers and turned into condominiums for high-end prices. And Bernie said, there's such a thing as public access, and the waterfront of Burlington belongs to all the people of Burlington. He fought the developers all the way to the top court, and today we have the most beautiful public waterfront that's actually really good for business. It drives business to Burlington.
You both still live in Vermont?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Okay, so it's time to make an ice cream for Bernie Sanders, and so how do you create that?
You know, this was actually a very difficult thing to do. I was trying to create a flavor that epitomized what Bernie was about. And after many, many sleepless nights, I woke up one morning with this idea that, you know, it would essentially be mint chocolate chip ice cream, except that somehow or other, all the chips had risen to the top and congealed into one huge chocolate disc. And that chocolate represents all the money that's gone to the top 0.1% over the last 10 years. And, you know, the plain mint ice cream is the rest of us. And the way you eat it is you take your soup spoon and you whack the chocolate disc into a lot of little pieces, and then you mix it around, and there you have it. Bernie's yearning, his yearning to get wealth back into the hands of the people.
Well, that's very cool.
Ben,
okay.
Ben,
it's frozen, baby. That's how cool it is. It's frozen.
It's frozen.
So cool, it's frozen.
Ben takes his ice cream flavor creation very seriously.
Well, that, yeah.
This is not just a frivolous thing
no,
for
I was
Ben,
gonna, I
obviously.
Was gonna say,
this is
you
my
know,
life's work.
This is your legacy, for God's sakes. Okay, so let's, do you want to do it, or do you want me to?
Well, I'd like to demonstrate the.
Okay, please.
You can describe it as I demonstrate.
Very
I'm
good.
Lifting
you...
the lid on Bernie's yearning at this
I'll
time.
I'll let you do the whacking, as it were.
All right, and now I'm taking my scoop and whacking chocolate disc into lots of little pieces. Yeah, and now I'm mushing it down into the rest of the ice cream so that the money goes back to the people who actually created the wealth and goes back to the people who deserve to be making money off their labors. It shouldn't go just to Wall Street and the top 0.1%. I mean, this is the way it used to be before there was this huge redistribution of wealth to the top 1% of our country. So, yeah. So there you have it. Mint chocolate chip ice cream, and you want some?
Here, let's
try
that.
Got a spoon, don't you?
Okay, yeah, I do.
Oh yeah, we all got spoons.
All right,
if you'll allow me to dig in first, I know that this is probably not polite, but
no,
I can't wait.
There you go.
You can eat right out of the pint. That's how everybody does it. You know, my daughter's boyfriend, when he goes to eat a pint of ice cream, the first thing he does is he takes the top of the pint off, he takes the lid off, and he throws it away.
Yeah.
He says, you got to make the commitment.
Well, I think we've all been there. Yes, of course, you have to make the commitment.
So I watched Ben make all the Bernie's Yearning ice cream in his kitchen. He did it at his kitchen table, just the way he used to create ice cream years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So he did it in very small batches. Each batch made 4 pints at a time. He would flavor them all individually and taste it. I mean, it was very meticulous. It was artisanal. It was craftsmanlike. It was artistic. It was a thing of beauty.
And it's what you, again, I assume when you go out, as you'll be doing at St. Rose today, the College of St. Rose in Albany, as you go out, people, I mean, you two know that you're icons, right? You know that.
It's mostly about the ice cream.
Okay. Well, I don't know. But then you get to share the ice cream. I know you just had your free ice cream. Well, how the free ice cream cone day. That
free
started,
cone day.
That started in like 78. That started at the beginning, right?
The first year, on our anniversary, the first full year we were in business.
79,
gave away free ice cream to everybody.
And you still do it. But like, so how many still does it?
The great thing today is that we're going to be doing Bernie's Yearning Sundays. So we're going to be simulating this pint of ice cream when we're scooping ice cream later today. We have how many hundreds of individual chocolate discs that have been produced.
Who can count?
Who can count? So we're gonna scoop the ice cream into a bowl, and then there'll be this individual hard chocolate disc that will be placed on top of that. And each person who comes to our scooping today can be eating their own Bernie's Yearning Sundae. They can mix in all that wealth and distribute it to all the people that have worked so hard. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and immediately after that, you can go to the Terrence Simeon concert. Jerry and I are going to be there at the beginning, and you can have free ice cream again for people who go to the concert.
Terrence Simeon Zydeco Experience concert, I believe, is at 7:30, and then you guys are going to be scooping from at least 5:30 to 6:30 and probably beyond as long as the discs.
But the most amazing and the most joyful thing that people in New York can do is they can vote for Bernie on Tuesday. I mean, you know, if you think that
I just figured out that we have to do equal time, so at some point, if like Ted Cruz's people have an ice cream flavor, then come on in. You're welcome to come join us. All right,
but,
go ahead.
You know, if you think that the problems in terms of our government and our country can be fixed by fiddling in the margins and at the edges, Bernie's not your man. But if you think that the system is rigged and the political and economic system has been set up to benefit corporations and the people at the very top, and that what we need is this huge grassroots movement to bring our country back to what it was supposed to be, Bernie's the only guy who's going to be able to do it.
We're out of time, but I want to remind people that Ben and Jerry will be at the College of St. Rose tonight in conjunction with the Terrence Simeon Zydeco Experience concert at the Massery Center. They'll be on campus from 5:30 to 6:30, scooping out samples of the new flavor, Bernie's Yearning, and it's your only real chance to get it, so go out and do it. Gentlemen, I thank you so much for being here. I thank you so much for the wonderful work that you have done in our communities across this country, and for spending time with us, and of course for your great passion. I thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, Ben and Jerry going to be at the College of St. Rose at 5:30, beginning at 5:30 this afternoon. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.